priority.
Yeah, good. Okay. We'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:17 PM. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weagle.
Here.
Powder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was August 27th. I've already mentioned to Rosie, Dr. O'Connor's last name is spelled O-R instead of E-R, so that'll be changed. The only other thing I saw, maybe this was on council. Yeah, this was on council meeting minutes, so never mind, I don't have anything else on there. Is there any changes or corrections you saw?
I do not.
Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, next up is a conflict of interest statement. Rosie, do you do that, or is that...
I can. Okay. I gave everybody a copy of the conflict of interest statement for law. And it's just all the board has to do is to approve it. And I don't know if Paul wants to explain a little bit about it.
As you all know, I've changed jobs, and I work for GS Technology, and GS Technology has proposed and done some work for Terry through my boss. I've been part of the presentation, but I've not been part of the documentation or constantly anything it's signed. But I just want to let you know that we have and are doing business for the city in a small aspect.
Okay. Very good. And it looks like you have no financial gain.
Nope.
So
other than I work for the company.
Other than you work for the company.
Right.
Okay.
Any questions?
Okay. Do you want to make? I'll make a motion that we approve the conflict of interest disclosure statement.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion, second. I'm assuming you're going to abstain.
Yes.
Okay. So all those in favor show by the usual sign. Two approval with one abstention. Okay, next up are bills. Did everyone get a chance to take a look at those? Oops.
I went home and had lunch at 4 o'clock. I don't need dinner.
I did.
No. No was the answer to the question. Yes, it is low. I bet this next one won't be low with the heat being what it is. But we'll be paying a pretty good electrical bill the next time.
I'll be contributing to that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll make a motion that we pay the bill in the amount of $547,262.03.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Walt has graciously said that we can wait for council to do any kind of reports from you. However, I did want to give you guys an opportunity if you need to address anything with Board of Works that's maybe non-council related. If you guys have anything in regards to Board of Works you need to discuss or ask about or anything to that effect. I saw there was something in there about the fiber network. Did you guys want to give an overview of that or not really? Don't care.
The only thing I put in your Dropbox is the Spectrum Engineering sent us what they've gotten done so far, a progress report. So that's in there. So whenever you want to read it, you can and see what they're at and where they plan to do next week.
Okay. Yeah, Tim?
One quick question. The job description for the SRO will be presented to the council tonight. If that is approved, do I need to get permission from the board to post that position before too long, or how do I? I don't know if the board approves the posting of that position.
I don't know how the two of you feel, but I feel since we've kind of signed the MOU, maybe if you feel okay, I would I would be okay with giving the chief permission when he feels ready to go out for that position.
I agree that I think we've already been introduced and you've got our support.
I just want to make sure that I.
Yeah, and it's just because of the job description that council controls that, so.
Good. Okay, so that's just for the SRO. So if you when we go to
yes
do the filling in, then that'll be another discussion we'll need to have.
Yes.
So, okay. Great.
Now, okay, just quick. That was prior to the funding, or I'm just.
Well, I think we're going to await. Are we awaiting the grant before we go and actually do the hiring of the SRO?
Well, we still don't know the timeline of that grant, I guess, for sure yet.
Okay.
So we can wait to find out on the grant before we post it. That's fine, too.
I'm very flexible. I just don't want to get overcommitted.
Yeah.
If we just get the grant.
Yeah. Is that something that we could hire the SRO pending the grant acceptance?
I think we could do that since it would be somebody from our current staff.
Yeah.
It could be pending the approval of the grant.
The pay isn't going to be, they're already going to be paid out this year.
Right. The pay's not going to be different. But right. But to move forward with that, in fact, I think if I remember right in the MOU, we needed to have a Board of Works member on that committee.
That's
right.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Walt, were you the one that said that you wanted to be that?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't remember if we had decided that or not, so that's fine with me. So from the city, it'll be Walt and you and Tony?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Captain Hyland. Okay. But yes, pay is not going to change.
Yeah, it's just the grant from the school.
That's exactly right.
They have the money. Okay.
Well, but it's a matching grant, so
yeah.
It's up to $50,000. So they were going to pay that as the match, and then the match. I think if I remember right, the actual grant dollars were going to go toward the equipment. Is that correct?
It's a split.
It's
part
a
of
split.
It goes towards equipment. Part of it goes towards the SRO.
Okay.
And obviously that gets the progress moving. But I'm just saying it also, if we had to stop, we just reverse it. And everybody goes back where they was.
Yes.
Worst case scenario.
Yes.
I'm just saying we wouldn't hire that replacement until the grant was approved.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Just clarifying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else from the department heads? Okay. Just a reminder, Fall Festival is on Saturday. There's a lot of other things that are happening on Saturday as well, but Fall Festival will be on Saturday. And then Citywide Open House is the following Saturday. And all of our department heads will be at their spots, if you will, from 9 to noon. Thanks to the Post and Mail for running a story on that today. Appreciate that. Anything else? Anything else, Walt?
No, sir.
Rosie? Dan? Press and audience. Okay, then we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody.